Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous year, B'siyata D'Shemaya. We have already had four fantastic shiurim on the topic of Baal Yachel. And we've seen Mamish Neflos, Rabbis, Gedolos, Vatsumos, Mitoras Hashem. And now we'd like to continue. Again, this is based on the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu, Agon, Agodol, Amuflog, Amuflog, Rav Manzitzal. And we saw in the previous shiur a yesod in how a neder works, and that is first there must be a hischaivus, and once there's a hischaivus, the person's mechayv himself in something, then the iser is chal. So he's mechayv himself. Become a nazir, we saw it by nazirus. So it's a dibur hamachayiv, and the male of the nazirus is chal. And that's why we saw in the Gemara, according to Tosis Girsa, it's a Girsa of loy mishabed nafshe. If there's no gemilas das, there's no shibud. That is, the person has to be mishabed himself. Because there has to be a yischaivus. And we saw it's kemat lehedji on the Rambam. That somebody brings a, makes a nidle hekdesh. He says about a korban that it's harayalai korban, so he's mechayiv himself. The lashon of the Rambam is b'chelik hashenu sheyechayiv atzmo b'korban sheinu chayivus. He's mechayiv himself. So first there comes a chayivus, and then there's a chalos, neder. Okay, so that's how the that's via zoya sarbit, and that's how it works. And we also explain with that why somebody's meidir. He says Shimon's not going to get hanah from him, and he gives him his nechas to get hanah from. So he's over on Baal Yachel, even though the neder was that the friend shouldn't be nana. Not that he shouldn't give it to him. And the answer is that no, he was mechayiv himself. That this item should be usher on his friend, and male if he gives it to him. He's over on that ischaivus. Okay, so it all starts with this ischaivus on yourself. That was, that's to summarize what we learned in the fourth shir. I always have these series, and I wonder to myself how long to go. Five shirim, six shirim, eight shirim. You want to know that the olam is. Halt mit, as they say in Spanish. The Olam is holding with you, so I don't know how long people are able to hold cup with these inyanim, but super, super geschmack. It's my way of, like I mentioned in an earlier share, of protesting against Twitter, where it's, 120 characters, I think now it's 240 characters, but everything is said in the most brief way and often superficial. So we want to do the opposite of that and be ma'arich, and go deeper and deeper and deeper, and not take the easy way out with a picture, a catchy phrase, invite her. No. Daf lernen is daf zu sein, kama shetzarich. Uvaze yesh litaretz ulevaer tzmiya gdola. With this now, this yisoid, we can answer Machne Ephraim. Machne Ephraim, Shluchim v'Shutfin, Simin Zayin, Rabbi Kiva Eger, beginning of Perek HaShelech in Gittin, the Beis Meir in Evna Ezer, and Simin Kuf Chof, Siv Kotn Dalet V'Oid. And what the Ran writes at the beginning of Meseches Psochim, that one cannot be Makdish, Mafkir al yidei shliach. You can't do hefker al yidei shliach ran at the beginning of Pesachim. The question is, why not? So they bring from the Ma'arit and the Tshuvas Chelek Aleph Kufchav Zayin, who writes that you can't be makdish al yidei shliach. Why? Because mili lo mimseri lim shliach. That words are not given over to shliach. Shliach can do a meiser for you, but not say something for you. So mele hekdesh, is loy nimser an shliach. V'satru et ze amach nefraim v'rabbi kiva eger midin aforas nedorim. If you want a tanya that mili lo nimser l'shliach, how do you do aforas nedorim al yedei shliach? Ein bezev nedorim dafayim beis on the base. Also another kasha is that we see in Reish Perek HaSheleach, page 32a, that there's shlichus and bittul haget. Why is there shlichus and bittul haget? Bittul haget is mili. The answer is mili lo mimser in the shliach is only a chisaron in the second shliach, not in the first shliach. One shliach you can send mili with, not a second one. That one can't send with another one. But one shliach you can have mili with. So then why can you not have mili to be mafkir, to be makdish? So in the Beis Yosef, the Chaim, Simen Tof Lamed Dalet, he writes that there's no hefker al yidei shliach. Why is there no hefker al yidei shliach? Kevin she hefker umitam neder. You can't do hefker al yidei shliach because hefker is mitam neder. And if you say to your friend, be mekabel upon yourself a neder, and that is and with my shlichus, that I should be usher, says gonished, doesn't work. So you can't send a shliach to say a neder, and mele you can't say send a shliach to be mafkir, because hefker is mitam neder. It doesn't work with neder, so it also doesn't work with hefker. Aval ha gufa kashya. That itself requires fadul tabiur, as they say in the yeshivas. That itself requires an explanation. The lamaloi toil shlichus al nedarim. And hektish is also included in nedarim. So we wanted to say there's no hefker because hefker is mitam ned, there's no shlichus on a neder. Okay, so why is there no shlichus on a neder? Oh. So based on what we explain, we can say as follows. Marit says that even though there's shlichus bitrume, shiny trume shehike maise. Yes, there's shlichus for truma, but truma is different. Remember, this is the Marit. We said you can't be makdish al yidei shliach. So why can you be torah in truma yidei shliach? What about the mili problem? Marit says mili lo mimsu l'shliach. So how do you do truma with a shliach? And the answer is zok the marit shiny truma shehi kemaisa. Truma is the status of a maisa. How is it more of a maisa than hektish? Hektish, he said no. But truma, yes. How is truma more of a maisa than hektish? And now Machan Ephraim was already oimed on this kasha. So it would appear that the explanation is as follows. Omer amar moreinu rabbeinu zecher tzaddik livracha. Shekol shehu koyach lashvu yechaleis vaday yitachen limsor koach ze lashaliach. Anything that's a koyach to create a chaleis, you can give over this koyach to a shliach. And it's like any other shlichus. But by a neder, shekatav bebeis Yosef, v'diyek b'lashon ha'kanal, shom el ha'chaver u'kabal alach ha'neder zeh b'shlichusi, inyan u'kanal, shebal korchen, shetiyeh v'zeh gam kabal v'schayvus mechayevus, kidei sheyif'al ha'dibur. But by a neder, what do we say by a neder? We saw in the Beis Yosef that in a neder, if you say, Lachaveiroi, Kabel alecha neder ze b'shlichusi. Hopefully, by the way, we'll explain the union of Hefker Mitam Neder. That's something very exciting to look forward to. Discussed that a lot in the past, by the way. Akoponim. If someone says to his friend, "Bima kabel this neder b'shlichusi," and then I'm going to be usher, it doesn't work. Enoi klum, the inyan is that it's going to be a kabbalah, and a hischaivus mechayeves in order that the dibur should work. V'tchayvut zo eina inyan shel koach. Remember, when we're in the world of nedarim, in order to be meichel achavos neder, there has to be a schayvus. And a schayvus is not an inyan of koach. In order for the neder to be chal, in order for the dibur to be poel, in order for the dibur, his words, to be effective, there has to be a schayvus. And this is chayv is not an inyan of koyach. Ela, udavar haba mechamat etzem ma she'amar shekach yaseh. It's something that comes because of the very fact that he said that he's going to do something. Shezem mechayvo la'amod b'diburo u'lekayemo. So that's mechayv him to be oymed b'diburoi and to be mekayim diburoi. Lachem ba'al kolchoch what's pshat nedibur? Because he says that's what he's going to do. That's mechayef him. He has to be oimid bidur, has to be mechayef him. Maybe he has to say it himself. Dim loikein ein mokum l'schayvus habo rak mechamat ha-kabbalah sheyesh b'ma she'amar hu she'akach v'kach. V'kevan she'ein kan etchayvut ein ze dibur im koyach ha-shvuye v'lachem lo imahani b'zeh shlichus. Because otherwise, there is no room for his chayvus that comes only because of a Kabbalah that there is when someone says that it's going to be like this and like this. Because there's no chayvus. It's not a dibur with a koach to create anything. And therefore, shlichus is not effective. What's mechayiv me? That I said I'm going to do it. But if I didn't say it, it's not mechayiv me. Ela davar haba mechamat etzem ma she'amar shekach yaseh. It's because of the very fact that he said that that's what he's going to do, he said it. And that's mechayiv him to be oimid b'dibura. Because he said it, so he has to be oimid b'dibura. And therefore he has to say it himself. He has to say it himself. Otherwise there's no room for his chayivus that comes. It's only because he said it that he has to be oimid b'dibura. That's what's mechayiv him. That you have to do what you say. But if somebody else said it, doesn't count. Doesn't sound mechayiv you. He said it, so let him speak till he gets red in the face. What's mechayiv me is what that I say. That's the way the nether works. And that's why shlichus doesn't work. And so too by hektish. Hektish is the same word. It's midi nether, it's midi neschaivus. The fact that he said it, that's what's mechayiv him. To bring this hektish. According to the Beis Yosef, that it's mitam neder. But on Trume, the Ma'arit writes shekem maisihi. The Hainu, koach v'dibur kiilu haya maisi shebekoichoi lefo. Ve'ein sorich b'ze chizuk ladibur kedei shedibur be'alma yifal. But about Truma, the Ma'arit writes that Truma is like a Maisa. In other words, there's Koyach in the Dibur as if it was a Maisa. In other words, the mechanics of Truma is not that he said it and therefore there is his Chayvus. That's what's Mechayiv him. He said he's going to give the Truma. So Mimela, that's Mechayiv him to take Truma? No. No. When you say that this is Truma, that's a Maisa. It's as if he actually did a Maisa with his Dibur. And Ve'ein Sarich Bezeh Chizuk LeDibur Kadei SheDibur Ba'ama Yifal. V'lachein Ein Tzarich She'ez a Dibur Mechayiv Dafka. Normally, there has to be a Dibur HaMechayiv when we talk about a Neder. But here by Truma, it doesn't have to be a Dibur HaMechayiv because it has the status of a Maisa. In other words, the Dibur itself is Poyel without the fact that it's Mechayiv. So that's the Ma'arit means when he says, Shiny Truma, Shikim Maisa. It's poel without its chayvus. And maybe it's because mitzad adavar atzmo mitbakesh shetiyah truma mimenu. In other words, this fruit requires that you take truma. So memela, there's koyach already in the dibur to be poelless. And without the fact that you're mechayiv yourself, just the dibur itself is poel, because the mitzad atzmo, this is oimed, this is waiting to be separated, this truma. Al kolpanim, truma is not included in nedarim. Because by nedarim, the dibur is poel in the mahalach. But here by truma, the dibur is like a maisa. Not that there's a dibur that's mechayiv, but the dibur is the maisa itself of Shosh's truma. And this also doesn't connect to hafara. Hafaras nedarim, we saw before in the Gemara, that hafaras nedarim, mehani al yidei shliach. That's effective with the shliach. Betos shlichus, we saw Gemara Nashalech 32 is effective with shliach. That's not in the parish of nedarim. Oh, it's not in the parish of nedarim. You can send a shliach. So truma is not in the parish of nedarim. And hafar and betos shlichus are also not in the parish of nedarim. And there's a koyach atzmi in the dibur. And therefore, vada yitochein koyach zeh, Eitzel ha-shaliach. Rak bahanu, shehakoyach koruch im neder v'ischayvus u'delekabu shlichus. Only in these cases, where the koyach is connected with a neder and with ischayvus, there's no shlichus. Because again, when we're dealing with a neder, the way it works is that the person says something, and that's mechayiv. Because he said it, it's mechayiv. And therefore, he has to be the one saying it. But if you're out of that category, afar of it, there's shlichus there, you can send somebody else to say it for you. Truma, you can send someone else to save for you. And therefore, it's Pashin abroad. There's no shlichus by nedarim by hekdesh. Because these are cases where you're mechayiv yourself. Therefore, it has to be you speaking, unlike those other cases. Truma is kemaisa. Afara, bitul shlichus is not from the parish of nedarim. Maybe you can send a shliach. And with this, we can also answer the kasha of Rav Shimon, Shar HaYosher, Shar HaSoif Perek Chof Gimel, what he asked on the Ma'arit, from the Gemara in Becheres, 61a, that Shlichus is effective for Maiser Behem Ha'in Sham. So we see that there's such a thing as a Shliach LaHakdish. Maiser Behem is Hakdish. So you, the Ma'arit, want to say there's no Shlichus for Hakdish. Yes, there is. Mahani Shlichus the Maiser Behem Ha'in. So based on what we said, it's very good. Because mitzat koyach ha-hekdesh, there is shlichus. But since we need something additional, in other words, this is chayvus, and on that there's no shlichus, and that the hekdesh of the shlich is not effective, yeah, it's a mitzat, that's a parish of hekdesh, it's fine. But the fact that you need that you can use a shlich for, but the fact that you need a chayvus in order to create that hekdesh, that's the problem, that's where you can't have a shlich. And if so, we can say that this additional inyan, you only need it in a hekdesh of dibur, but in a hekdesh of meiser. Harei nitan b'koach ha-koach l'maaseh ha-meiser lef'ol b'ofanim v'tanim mesuyamim shebehiyotam nitan lo ha-koach nimtza sheba lo ha-koach lef'ol et ha-davar hazeh mechamat ha-tznaim ha-nodim lo ha-koach v'kevan sheyeshnam et ha-tznaim shebehem lefal ha-davar harei tu ein sarich sheyegam dibur bar tokef kedei sheyeh koach b'dibur lef'ol. Generally, the hekdesh is nifal al yidei dibur. And ever since the hekdesh is nifal al yidei dibur, so it can't be done with the shliach, because the dibur creates this chayvus, the shliach can't do this chayvus. But hekdesh of maaser, the Torah gave the koyach to the maaser of Meiser Behema to be Poyal. In other words, Boifanim V'tanayim Mesuyamim, under certain conditions, as is described by the Rambam in Hilchos Bechoris, in the 6th to 8th Perek, the Rambam describes how to do it. So once you do it, the Torah gives you the power to create Meiser in this way. So it's because of the conditions. It says that you gather the lambs, put it into the corral, they leave the corral one by one, you count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, the 10th animal, painted with red paint, and he says, this is Meiser. So this is not like a classical Hekdesh case. This is done under certain conditions that are spelled out in Halacha, and that's how the animal becomes Meiser Behemoth. Once the Tanaim, once the conditions are fulfilled, so you don't need a powerful Dibur in order that the Dibur should have Koach to be Poyel. It doesn't need, normally, to get the power of the Dibur of Hekdesh, you need to say it yourself, if it's your Hekdesh. But here, what gives you the power is that you follow the conditions of the Torah to make Maaseh Behema, which are very specific, and once you did so, so then you don't need a strong Dibur. It doesn't have to be your Dibur. Because Belavach Yeshima Dibur Tatanim Yatsim Metafshut Lepulat HaKoach, because even without, anyway, the Dibur has the conditions that create the possibility for the activation of one's power, of one's rights. V'nimtzad emerges of a Maaseh Behema Kol Inyanu Sheshel Tolinu Shliach is only B'Koach HaHekdesh. In other words, here you don't have to go into the realm of Dibur. There are two aspects. There's the Koach of, there's the Hekdesh proper, and then there's the Dibur of Hekdesh. So Hekdesh proper, there's no problem with Shlichus. There's only a problem with the Dibur, because you need a Neder, it's a Schaibus. But here, once you have the proper conditions, so that's enough. You don't need the Dibur, because you created the proper conditions. And therefore, it's like true that it's Shlichus, and there's no Kashi in the Ma'arit. And with this, we can also answer the Kashi that may be in the Darim, Simin Chavav in the Ma'arit, from the Yerushalmi, the second parak of Kedushin at the beginning, that we see that Tumura, there's a havamina that shluch shalom k'moiser to make truma, just there's a mute in the pasuk. And the kasha is, if hekdesh doesn't help with a shliach, so how is tumure going to be effective ayidei shliach? So based on what we said, we can say as follows, that even the koyach of tumure comes from special conditions. Right, what's tumure? Tumure is you're doing hekdesh. You're taking a ready holy animal, and you're trying to pass this kedusha on to another animal. So that's hekdesh. So how's there a havamina b'chlal that they're going to be shlichus? So based on what we said, we can answer as follows: that by tumurik is done under certain conditions of the carbon being holy. Carbon A is holy, then you can pass the Kedusha onto carbon B. So what gives you the koch is the fact that you fulfilled the special condition. In other words, it's not a classical case of Hekdesh, it's a unique case of Hekdesh. So once you fulfill the conditions of Tumura, Memela, the Dibur is not Ma'akev. It doesn't need to be a Dibur, it doesn't need to be your own Dibur. It could be anybody's Dibur. Ukaloshun Rabbeinu, Gam Koach HaTumura Ba Mitnim Yuchadim Shel Korban Kadosh Sheish Makom Lamir Oto Chai Gavni Yeshnu HaKoach Meyatunim Sheish Badavar. So, if not for the miyud, you would think it's okay. Why? Because you have the proper conditions. Once you have the proper conditions, you don't need a dibur baal tokef. You don't need such a strong dibur. It doesn't have to be around you. You could even be the dibur of a shliach. It's kamashal in the pasuk that not miyud akasiv. But without that, you would think that yes. Why would you think that yes? Because it's gevaldik, because you fulfilled the conditions of Tumura. Once you fulfill the conditions of Tumura, that's enough. You don't need a Dibur Baal Tokef like in a classical Hekdesh case. V'ulai, we can also answer the kasha de Rabin on Rashi of Metzia Daf Ayin Aleph on the base, the Varmaskel Kotan Les Leshlichus. Therefore, there Rashi writes, the Chiksiv Shlichus Begodol Ksiv. When it says Shlichus, it says it by Godol, Beroi Litroim, Shiye Ekdesho Yehekdesh V'dibur Oichol. It has to be someone who's Roi Litroim, that is Hekdesh is a Hekdesh and his Dibur is Chal. The Lagabe Hekdesho is in a Dorim Ish Ksiv. Lagabe Truma Me Eis Kol Ish Asher Yedven Olivoy. So, Shlichus is only by a gadol. He has to be royal literate. That his hekdesh is a hekdesh and his dibur is chal. Because the gabe hekdeshus in the Dharam it says ish. And gabe trum it says me'ez kol ish asher yitvenu libo. So it's mashma that there is shlichus behekdesh. And that Rashi brings a makor for the need that the shlichus be be'ish, that by hekdesh and neder, it says a lashon of ish. So you told me that there's no shlichus by hekdesh and neder. Rashi says that there is. Because gabe hekdeshus and adarm, it says ish. And therefore, there has to be a gadol. In order to make a shlich, he has to be a gadol. But it implies that you can have shlichus by hekdeshus and adarm. And we said there's no shlichus by hekdeshus and adarm. So that kasha was asked by the Imri Bina. So based on what we explained, we can say as follows. I love reading the Lashon of Ravenu because, first of all, people can decide themselves what he means, and also because I like quoting Lashon of Ravenu, it's Lashon Ravenu. In other words, as far as the Etzem Koyecha Hekdesh, there's no problem with the Shlich. What's the problem with the Shlich? It's like any other Shlichus. Shlichus works by Hekdesh and Neder like it works everywhere else. Ela, what is the problem? Shedavar Achil Garam, something else caused that Lemaisa the Hekdesh, Shelemaisa Yochul Hekdesh, or that Lemaisa the Hekdesh won't be Chal. Kevan, Shelo Yeh Zebedibur Mechayev. Problem is the dibur won't be mechayif if somebody else says it. That's the problem. The problem isn't with the etzem hekdesh and the etzem aneda. The problem is with the dibur, that the dibur is not going to be dibur amechayif. And if a person's makdish of his own, then hekdesh for somebody else will work, because that's a dibur amechayif. Ayin shem b'mribino b'shar yosha that we referenced earlier, and the dvar avraham in chelek alef simin yadalet. And that goes to the Machin Ephraim, what he writes there on the Kash of the Machin Ephraim from Tumur Davches. Because the Dibur is Mechayivim, if it's his own. And therefore, Klapei Yisoid HaShlichut, Sheyesh Nogam Be'ekdesh, Shapir Yesh Lilmod, Sheino Ela Be'ish, Sheneemar Behanu, Umeilai Alfinan Minai Lokol Shlichut Ha'alma. And therefore, we're dealing with the yisoid of the shlichus. Shlichus works by hekdesh in theory. In theory, it works by hekdesh. There's a ma'akev chitzoni. We have a dibur problem. You can't have a dibur that's not mechayev. But as far as the, strictly speaking, the pure laws of hekdesh, in shum baya, that it should be with the shlich, like any other case of shlichus. And therefore, you can learn from shlichus to any other, from Mehekdesh, where it says Ish, to other Shlichuyos. Because again, as far as Hekdesh itself is concerned, the Dharam itself is concerned, what do we do with a Shlich? Elamai, it's not a Dibur Mechayev. Okay. Ze Moneh Chitzoni, Ze Gorem Chitzoni. But Bikaron, Mitzad Hekdesh Ba'atzma, Mitzad the Dharam Ba'atzma, you can do with a Shlich, and therefore Rashi can learn from there to other Shlichuyos, that they cannot be done. That they cannot be done with the cut, and they must be done with the gadol. You need an ish. All right, so that was super duper. And all right, let's just take it one step further. It comes out according to this that if shlichus is not effective by hekdesh, right, because it's not a dibur mechayev. So hekdesh also won't work. Al yedei evet kinani l'rabo, even though yadoi ki yad raboi, nevertheless, it's not going to be effective because sof he can't be mischayiv. His master can't be mischayiv adei achirim. And the Imre Bina's machriach from the suge, he proves from the suge in Psochin on 88b that hekdesh works from one's master to one's from one's evet to one's master. The Mahani Hekdesh Avul Raboi Be'evet Kinaini Ayin Shal Psochim 88b. Wow. Okay, so that's the kasha the Amar Bina. But mitzad sheni, that has nothing to do with chilul ma'aser sheni. That the Amar Bina proves in the Mishnah ma'aser sheni 3:3 that it's effective ayde shliach with the money of the mishaleach, and he asked on the ma'arit. But that's not a kasha in the ma'arit, because pigeon ma'aser sheni has nothing to do with the koyach haneder of a dibur shel eschayvus. It's a koyach asiyah. A koyach asiyah is shlichus kochos shlichus damas. So pigeon ma'aser sheni is nishkin kasha. All right, my rabbi say. This concludes our fifth offering. And we still have so much more to say, so much more Geshmak Torah, and so much more Oymek. Oymek lefnime Oymek. So I invite all my sweetest friends to stick with me. And anachnu bezrat Hashem. Nera'od nifla'ot rabot gedolot v'atzimot mitorat Hashem. Ve'yeh nechmad me'od v'nifla me'od. And I thank you for listening until now. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.